For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Michelle Laslam, and this is a special audio report from Arts Access, our community-funded journalism initiative. I'm standing in front of a two-story brick house inside Grapevine Mills Mall in a space near the Rainforest Cafe. It's 10:30 in the morning outside in the real world, but here it's nighttime. The lights are on inside the house, and it looks like somebody might be home.
Welcome to the home of the Fuquas. This will be most visitors' first access point to the exhibit.
That's Will Heron. He's the artist liaison for Meow Wolf and our tour guide for the day. Walking into the house, we see furniture and family photos. In the kitchen, there's a spice collection. And in a bedroom, a colorful glowing aquarium. As we poke around rooms and closets, Heron warns us that in this house, nothing is what it seems.
There's rumors that there are some interactive things, depending on how hard you look or what you stumble into.
I learn quickly that the rumors are true, but I don't want to spoil the surprise, so all I'll say is if you're wandering around the kitchen, be careful with the fridge. You could end up in a different dimension. This is Meow Wolf's fourth location in the country, and it's the second exhibit to take place inside of a house. Every room, portal, that I follow Heron through feels more surreal than the last. We walk through dark, twinkly forests, a glow-in-the-dark aquarium, and this neon town straight out of a sci-fi movie. Heron says there are more than 30 of these uniquely designed spaces. Somehow, we end up in this creepy, colorful convenience store designed by Dallas artist Yana Payusova.
And the room is called Kunstkamera, which is based off of this post-Soviet, post-USSR kind of stores that would pop up after the fall of the USSR.
One wall in the room is red, covered in illustrations of eyes. The other side is black and gold, with these cartoonish ceramic heads lining the wall. I assume they're customers. The store is filled with these ceramic knickknacks, like medicine bottles, a gas mask, and a watermelon, beautifully painted in Payusova's whimsical Gothic style. It even features some clever wordplay.
So if you even look at the details of like the teas that are available in the Kunstkamera, we have normality, calamity, morality, and anxiety as our tea blends.
Payusova is one of about 40 Texas artists that Meow Wolf invited to contribute to these artistic spaces.
So you'll see lots of different artistic perspectives and styles that are homegrown here in DFW.
As the tour continues, I recognize a mural by Dallas artist Brent Ozeda, who's known for his detailed and busy patterns, a giant sculpture of dripping colors by Dan Lamb, and a mural of two faces by Dallas's SM Sands. When the tour ends, we have some trouble finding our way out of the exhibition and back to the mall, but Kelly Schwartz, who's the general manager, says getting lost in the art is kind of the point.
So when our guests come here, what we hope is that they arrive curious and that they leave with their imagination opened and just thinking about what might be possible in the world.
She says Meow Wolf's mission is to make art feel accessible to everyone. Visitors will be able to get lost on their own adventures through the Fuqua family home when Meow Wolf finally opens its doors on July 14th. You can find more Arts Access stories at dallasnews.com. To hear more of our special audio reports, search for the Dallas Morning News wherever you get your podcasts. For the news and KERA, I'm Michelle Aslam.